when it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
We wanted to say that when we speak about these dilemmas, when we speak about these topics, we're not necessarily focusing in on individual people. We're
The dilemma gives us the idea and then we talk broadly about it in like a more general setting.
Yeah. We aren't medical professionals or counsellors.
We aren't medical professionals.
So on an actual genuine serious note, you should always seek expert help if you feel like you need it, because we're just normal people like you. So
like,
we can give our opinions, we can give our advice, but we're just advising that I would advise you, or you would advise me.
Exactly.
Welcome back to the girls' bathroom.
Our show sold out. What? Wow, that would have hurt their ears for me.
Sorry.
That screen was a bit intense.
We're so excited. Honestly, guys, we cannot wait. We just wanted to thank you so much for getting the tickets,
coming
to see us, because we're really scared, but we think it's going to be
fun. We are so scared, but we're going to make it like a really lovely night for you.
We are.
We're really going to try our best.
We feel a lot calmer knowing that like you guys want to be there and you want to support us.
If it's not that great, don't tell us that. Just say it was amazing.
Please don't boo us.
Please don't. Oh my God, imagine if we got booed off the stage and things like that.
I don't even feel like we would.
No,
that's quite extreme.
That's very extreme. But like, imagine worst case scenario, crazy.
Worst case scenario though.
But yeah.
Thank you so much. We're so excited.
And if anyone missed out, we met. Hopefully, maybe one day we'll do one of these again. We don't know.
We could take it global.
We could take it worldwide.
The girls' bathroom coming to Philadelphia, Dallas, New York,
Texas,
Tokyo,
New York, Madison Square Garden, Staples Center.
We're going to be
LA.
In Sydney, the Gold Coast,
Melbourne, Brisbane. We'll see you soon.
See you soon, Perth.
Yeah, so we'll see you
maybe
soon.
One day. But yeah, we just wanted to start the episode by saying thank you very much.
And we
love you
lots.
And we will see you at the live show.
If you weren't listening, then there wouldn't be a show and we wouldn't be saying this right now.
100%.
Thank you, and onwards.
On with the episode. You know the drama is never ending. How are we on this beautiful Wednesday?
Wednesday.
How are we feeling?
Are you having a good day? I hope you're having a good day.
I'm excited to get into this one.
Me too.
We've got some good ones here.
And I feel like we have some good ones. Good things we can talk about.
Me too.
Also.
Some interesting topics that we
some
can browse and peruse.
Interesting ones that we've not perused before.
Offer opinions on.
You know, just putting things out there on the table. Just throwing all the ideas out there.
Why not? Baby. So we will start the episode with a little shout out, as we are trying to do. We've forgotten a bit, but
sometimes we forget to do this.
Okay, so
this gal is one of our favourites ever.
She is beautiful. Mm-hmm. We met her she came up to us whilst we were at the Revolve Festival.
She was actually in our vlog and she was so sweet. She's got a husband who was so nice.
It was crazy because me and Chintzy were talking and like, you know, when you like look at people, and I was looking, I was like, oh my God, she looks amazing.
She looked incredible.
And then she came over to us and she's like, oh my God, like I watch your videos. Yeah. I was like, this is crazy.
No, you don't. You are the coolest person I've ever met in my life.
And she has the most beautiful pictures. Yeah. And she has like a YouTube channel, again, with like what you said, with the husband. So you all need to follow her, okay?
She has an amazing house as well. And she always shows her interior stuff.
Amazing interior. So she's called Julia Havens. And her Instagram handle is J-U-J and then H-A-V-E-N-S.
Juju. Havens.
No, just
Haynes.
Judge
Havens.
Julia.
Julia. I didn't realise her name was
Julia. Please tell her we sent you because we love her so much and she's amazing.
She is amazing.
So we think you'd all really like her as well.
Yes.
So now that we've got on with that, let's get into
The Girl Talk. Right, so let's commence this.
Okie dokie. Okay, so this is actually like a bit more of a broad question, which I quite like. So this girl's just asking in general, my question is, should I feel bad for thinking that other boys are attractive when I have a boyfriend?
Right.
It's not an often thing, but sometimes I feel myself thinking, oh, he's cute, and then feeling really bad about it after.
Right. I think there's a fine line, isn't there?
Yes. Because I mean, initially, I'm going to say no. I don't think you should feel bad.
Because the thing is, you're allowed to appreciate beauty. You're not cheating.
If you've got a boyfriend, you can still think Zac Efron is beautiful.
Yeah. You're,
I mean, come on.
You're appreciating beauty. That's not saying that you're thinking, oh, my boyfriend's ugly and you're fitter than him.
No.
Yeah. You're allowed to appreciate beauty.
Yeah.
It's like you're allowed to look at any woman and go, wow,
she's gorgeous.
Or equally a man.
Yeah. So it's like,
There is a fine line. You can admire
and be like, oh, wow. What a beautiful man.
Yeah.
He looks amazing.
Yeah.
And that's there's a difference between thinking like that and thinking, wow.
Do you know what? I prefer you. You know,
I want to go and flirt with you.
Yeah.
I want to get your attention.
Take it to the next level.
That's a bit different. So initially, I'm going to say no. Like, I think lots of people, like, if my boyfriend said, like, a girl was pretty, I wouldn't be offended. I'd be like, well, yeah, she is.
I mean, technically, you can't be angry about it.
No, because like, well, you can admire beauty. Of course you can.
Yes.
But there is a difference between admiring it and thinking.
And then wanting to, like, pursue.
Wanting to act on
like,
those
feelings.
So, like,
feelings. Your boyfriend can't be like, oh, she's fit. I'm going to go talk to her. Then that's not right. But, like, he's allowed...
Sit back down.
Yes.
Yeah, where are you going?
What do you think you're doing? But you're, like, he's allowed to technically say, oh, she's got a nice face.
I mean, sure, it might sting a bit if you hear that.
I mean, hopefully he's not saying these things to your face. Like, you'd literally be like, excuse me.
But if he's out with the lads, I'd be like, yeah, fair enough. Like, I would understand.
Yeah, like, he's allowed
that.
To say Beyonce, you
is
know,
gorgeous.
Is gorgeous. Because
exactly.
she is.
Because
and
she is.
You can't be like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Like,
how
what did
dare
she just
you?
Say?
I'm breaking up with
yeah,
you. That's
like,
technically cheating.
Even though it may feel a bit, oh, shut up.
Yeah.
Technically, there's nothing wrong with it.
I don't think there's anything wrong with it.
No.
I think, why not? Everyone's beautiful. We can
literally
look at everyone.
We're all like we were saying like before, like you just got to appreciate
beautiful.
Everyone's beauty. It doesn't take away from your own beauty. Do you know what I mean? Hi, beautiful girlies.
Wow.
Thank you so much. So basically, to cut a long story short, I've had a best friend of about 6 years. Whenever she gets a new boyfriend, they completely take priority.
Mm.
There have been times where we have had plans and she decides to ignore my messages for a week.
A week?
That's a fucking long time. Just so she doesn't have to see me and she can see her boyfriend instead. I've told her so many times how it makes me feel and nothing changes.
Well,
that's shit for you. It's such a shame because she is my bestest friend ever, but I'm not sure the friendship is worth enough to her to change her ways. Mm. SOS, help a gal out. She sounds a bit shit, really.
I mean, this is different. I mean, one thing I do want to say is that we get these messages all the time. And that's what I really like about doing this podcast. Like, we see, honestly, hundreds of emails.
The patterns.
So many of you are like, my best friend's got a boyfriend and I don't see her. Like, just like you've just said. Or equally, like, lots of us have the same dilemmas.
Oh, absolutely.
And that's what I love about this podcast, that we're all in it sort of together.
The fact that it says when she gets a new boyfriend.
Yeah.
So she sounds like she's a bit boy obsessed, a bit boyfriend obsessed.
Remember that girl that I used to be friends with who was boy obsessed?
Which
I'm not going to say her name on the podcast.
Quickly just mouth. Oh my God.
Okay,
yes.
So basically I had a friend who was actually like one of my best friends. Like I was really close with her. I really liked her maybe for like 2 years. But this is sort of what she would do. Like whenever she would get a boyfriend, it would be like all about the boyfriend and kind of push her friends aside.
All about the boyfriend.
Like all about the boyfriend. And then, but then her relationships were kind of only lasting for like 2 months.
They were very
three
like
months.
Erratic. Like she'd like fall in love. I love him so much.
Yes.
Crazy. crazy, crazy, crazy. And then heartbreak.
And then it would obviously tears. Be like rushing back to me being like, oh, I need you, blah, 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 yeah, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Which was fine, like, in the beginning. But then I remember, like, one time I saw her and, like, her boyfriend was with us the whole time. Ooh. Like, we could not get, like, I couldn't, it was just, like, too much. And that's when I was kind of like, you know what? Yeah. Like, you really, like, don't give a shit that no. I've, like, made all this effort to come and see you.
No.
And, like, you, he won't even leave your side. And they broke up not long after that.
I mean, the fact that you...
So some girls are just yeah. like that. Like, some girls do just get obsessed with their relationships. And they just sort of take their friends for granted yeah. and think, oh, well, they'll be there if and when it ends. And for the meantime, I'm going to enjoy my relationship.
Literally, because this girl has said, I've told her, she's told her that it
yeah,
makes her
see,
feel shit.
Yeah.
And the fact that she's done nothing to change it, like, why the fuck can't you, like, can't she plan with you to meet up once a week and do
I
something
know.
Nice? Like, it doesn't have to be every day.
I know.
But, like, oh, should we go to the cinema tonight?
Let's go and get a coffee.
Or, like, what are you doing on next Thursday?
Yeah.
Oh, nothing. Great. Okay, let's lock that down.
And sign that in
you know,
the book.
Like, one week.
I
one
know.
Day a week. And the fact that she's not... you know, try to change it.
I guess it depends how much you really, like, want this relationship yeah. to work. Because, like, me with that friend that I had, I was kind of like, you know what, this isn't worth it. I'm getting treated
no.
a bit like shit. And then we ended up not being friends anymore. That was kind of for
did
different
it,
reasons.
Did she turn nasty? She turned nasty to you, right?
No, it was... Well, it's a long story, but that wasn't the sole reason why the friendship
yeah.
ended. But that was definitely, like, a reason for me where it
oh
started.
Oh, my God, wait. I remember... Because didn't... What's her name get involved?
Yeah, but that's a whole different story. So yeah, this is getting too complicated. But that's what I'm saying. So it's, yeah. it depends how much the friendship means to you.
Yes.
Like whether you think, you know what, like I'm going to stay, I'm yep. going to be with, I'm going to, you know, try and push this friendship. Like if it does end, I'll be here for
yeah.
her. Or if you think, you know what,
yeah,
like you're treating
you.
Me a bit
yeah.
like shit. Like you don't really care about me. You only care about me when you're single
yeah.
and I'm not down with that.
Yeah.
Then maybe just it's time to come to an end.
Yeah, because she's been your best friend for 6 years. Why can't she just, like, be a bit understanding?
Yeah.
And, like, do you know what I mean?
I think that's
but
a sad
maybe
one.
She'll grow out of it, though. She may grow out of it and think, God,
maybe.
These boys have treated me like shit and I've treated you like shit.
Maybe.
I'm so sorry, but...
But I wouldn't try to stress, because I think a lot of girls are like that.
Yeah.
So your friend's definitely not the only one in the world
yeah,
that's doing
for
that.
For sure.
Okay, this is a bit more lighthearted. So
let's pick up the pace here.
Hey,
pick
girls.
Up the beat.
I just wanted
Hi.
To say I absolutely love you guys.
Oh,
oh thank
that's
you
very
so
sweet.
Much.
That's very nice.
Okay, so this isn't really a dilemma, but I am an aspiring fashion designer.
Oh!
Mm. I love fashion so much and
that's
would
amazing.
Love to know the best tips to getting into the industry of being a successful fashion blogger on Instagram.
Oh, okay.
Okay,
this is
a fun one.
This is fun. I literally think the key is...
Consistency is key.
Consistency is like you have to post regularly.
Yeah.
Like when, like you just have to because then people get engaged and they want to come back to see your new posts.
I think
you're just posting like once a month or once a week, you're not going to gain because you're not getting out there as much.
Yeah. That's definitely what we noticed like when we started our YouTube.
Yes.
I know it's not Instagram, but it's basically the same
yes.
thing. Like when we started it, we were just doing like one every, and we'd do a video, then we'd wait like 4 months and do
yeah,
another video. Then we'd wait like 2 months and do another one.
One.
And it wasn't until we had our gap year where we were like, look, let's try and do like two a week.
Yeah.
Until that point, we didn't really notice much growth.
No.
So I think that really shows that consistency really is key. The more you're like popping up, the more you're on everyone's timeline. Because people.
The more effort you are putting
exactly,
into it.
And especially because there's so many people like on
out
Instagram
there.
And trying to do
yeah.
a sort of similar thing, the more it's quite easy to get forgotten about.
Yeah.
Especially when you're starting out.
Yeah.
Because people haven't seen you in a few days, they kind of forget about you, they move on to someone
yeah,
else.
Literally.
So I think, yeah, just be as consistent as you can. Like, try and post every day or try and
I
post, like,
every day.
5 times a week.
Like, we try and post every day on Insta. That
oh,
could,
if we do not post every
no,
day,
but
though.
We flopped recently, but
yes.
like before, it was every fucking day.
Usually
sometimes
when
it
we
was
go
twice
away,
a day.
Usually when we go away,
yeah,
we get loads
true.
Of pics. But you, on a normal week, I'd say maybe like...
Five? Four?
Four, yeah.
Five.
But sometimes it's like two.
As long as it's every other day. Like,
yeah, if you're trying to specifically grow.
I also think, like, just try and be yourself, like, be authentic.
Yeah.
You know, don't try to copy... Yes, get inspiration.
But
like, there's so
copy.
Many amazing people out there. But don't try and copy. Like, that's why I love, like, Matilda and Josephine.
Yes.
Like, they really have their own style.
Yes.
Like, Matilda, if no one knows who we're talking about, isn't it Matilda J?
Matilda J. Yes.
She's Swedish. And her pictures are just so natural and they look so raw.
Yeah, they do. They're beautiful.
And so do Josephine's.
Her username is Matilda and then D-J-E-R-F.
Yeah. So, like, raw.
Gorgeous.
And just literally, like, she snapped it, not even thought about it, and uploaded it.
Yeah.
And I love that whole vibe.
Because you do see a lot of just, like, everyone looks the same.
Yes.
Which isn't a bad thing if everyone's sort of liking a similar thing right now,
yes.
got a similar style. But if you try and be, just be true to yourself.
Yeah, a bit more out of the box. I think it's hard to do. Not that we are.
We're not out of the box at all.
But, like, just try and be as unique as possible.
You can. Yeah.
And just be yourself. And if you're yourself and you're just having fun with it,
people will just come
and you're being consistent, you will gain a lovely collection of people who all, you know, appreciate your content.
Yeah.
And that's what you want. Okay, hi girlies. Oh my gosh, she said her name at the beginning. I almost said it.
Oh my gosh.
I'm Stephanie. I'm 18 years old and I'm just coming to the end of my first year at uni. The whole year I've really struggled with being confident in my decisions and knowing whether or not my course is what I really want to do. Mm. I keep feeling guilty about not enjoying it or not putting the effort into that I should be. I would love to have the confidence to take a risk and change my career goals. I would love to know how both of you have the confidence to go out on your own and aim for something that is considered different and a risk, and how you got recognition for it. I think it's amazing what both of you have done.
Thank you so much. Okay, so she's at uni and she's not really sure if she's loving it.
Yeah, and she's saying, how, you know, can I get the confidence to go out there and do my own thing?
I mean,
even though it's a risk, how can she get the balls to, like, take a risk?
I do think that, like, people that are at uni, like, people that go to uni, they're like, it's the best 3 years. You're going to absolutely love it.
Yeah.
Like, you can't miss out on it. Because people would say that to me, and I'd be like, shit. Is it really that good?
I'd want to go to make friends and maybe
meet people.
And be a bit independent.
Yes.
But then also, there's a side to it that we didn't fucking want to do, the work.
Yeah, but I'm saying for you with your dilemma,
yes.
like, maybe because you're not thinking, like, God, these aren't the best 3 years. Like, am I not doing it right?
Yes.
Like, am I not blah, blah, blah?
Yeah.
You might be doing everything right, but there's just been so much pressure on you to have an amazing time and a crazy first year and to go wild and to make all these memories.
Exactly.
Like,
so don't feel
it's not always
guilty.
Like that. Like, I remember one of my next door neighbors went to uni, and then, like, after a month or 3 months, I think he came home because he was like, I didn't make any friends. Like, it wasn't what I thought it was going to be. Like, and I wasn't having this amazing time that people said I would be having.
Yeah.
So don't feel that pressure if you're like, oh my God, why am I not loving it? Like, everyone else seems like they're loving it. Why aren't I loving it? Like, chances are there's a lot of people that are like, oh God, it's not what I thought it was going to be.
Yeah,
so,
definitely do not be feeling guilty about not enjoying
not
it.
Not at all.
Because, oh my God, like,
it's supposed to be hard work.
Like
you're there to get a degree.
You're getting a degree, that's hard.
Yeah.
Like, we couldn't do it.
So,
that's very hard. So, but I think, like, you're saying, like, how you want to change your career goals. I think you've just got to do it. Like,
I think the sooner you do it,
the better. Because the last thing you want is to be 35 and thinking, God,
gosh,
I wish when I was 21, I just went down that different direction.
Because, like, now this is the sort of age, like, late teens, early 20s, to have, like, play around a bit.
This is the age to take risks.
This is the
age. And to find yourself.
Yeah, where you, like, try a different career, hop in a different job.
Oh, I'm not sure about that. I think I might try that. And
something else.
And yes, it's scary.
Yeah.
And it is a risk.
Like, these are supposed to be, like, the trial years where you just figure out what you want to do in your 30s, in your 40s.
Yeah.
Like, this is where you've got to figure it
out.
And,
like, you're not, like, the course you picked when you were 17 or 18, it's clearly not what you want to do.
That's totally normal.
You weren't meant to know what you exactly wanted to do when you were 18.
When you took those options when you were 14.
Oh my God, when you picked freaking history
French
instead of geography.
And history,
oh my
yeah.
God. Like, I think you've just got to go for it. Like, you're young. You're 18. You are 18.
God, she's so young.
You've just finished the first year of uni. That whole year could have technically been a gap year. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it could
have. Like, you're not
behind.
A lot of people will be starting now your age.
Yes.
Some even later. Some people take 2 years out before they even start.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There is no rush.
There's no rush.
So I think just go for it. Follow
and
your heart.
And also, maybe talk to your parents about it. Like, see what they think. Get their advice. Because they know you. Like, they know kind of what you're interested in.
Yeah.
So yeah, get some advice from them.
Just as long as they support you, hopefully they do support you.
Yeah.
And I'm sure they will if you're like, look, this is, I really feel strongly about this. Like, this course is not me.
Yes.
You know, I can't stick at this for like another 2 years.
Yeah.
And yeah, go for
because,
it.
Because yeah, take if you risk. Were like midway through second year, I'd be like, stick it out. Yeah. Stick it out. Ride you're nearly the there. But you've just finished the first year and you're already feeling like you're not really sure if you made the right decision.
I think it's good. You dipped your toe in the water. You decided you didn't like it. I think reroute.
Yeah, me too. I think that's an amazing thing to do as well.
100%.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination. YahooFinance.com.
Okie dokie. On to the next dilemma.
Can you hear us drink water when we swallow it? Are you ready?
I was going to say, I can hear you. I can hear
the slurp.
The slurp, yeah. Okay, next one. Okay, this one's kind of funny. Okay, hey girls, please help me.
Yes.
Me and my best friend share a Pretty Little Thing account.
This is actually a bit
to
crazy.
Save money on shipping. Quite a wise idea, actually, yeah. If you want to save money on shipping. This means we both get emails when either of us order something. And I've noticed every time I place an order, she makes the exact same order.
Interesting.
She orders the same basket to a T.
Interesting.
All of our friends have noticed we've been beginning to wear the same clothes and look the freaking same. That's embarrassing.
Weird.
She thinks this is normal when I confront her. To top this
it
off,
gets worse.
Listen to this. To top this off, after saving for over a year for a gorgeous Gucci bag, it went missing a few weeks ago.
Fuck me.
She said she didn't have it, and then one of my work friends sent me a screenshot of her using my Gucci night out with a different group of friends. She stole my Gucci.
We
girls,
have a thief.
What do I do? I don't want to fall out with her, but I can't let her get away with this.
I'm sorry, but this... You have to fall out with this girl. This girl has just stolen your Gucci bag and worn it out.
And
lied to your face.
And said she does not know where it is.
I'm sorry, she's a psycho. That's like me literally stealing your YSL bag and
being
going,
like, I don't know where it is.
Oh, fuck, you've lost it. I don't know where it is. I'm fucking wearing it out. Putting a picture on Instagram wearing
it. Oh, my God.
I think that's crazy. She is obsessed with you.
Yeah.
Don't you think she's a bit obsessive?
I mean...
Maybe she wants to. She clearly wants to be you.
That's what
right?
I'm thinking.
She clearly wants to be
like,
you.
Like, because...
Clearly.
Why, if I saw your order from a website, I would, if anything, I'd be like, okay, let me not get the same.
Literally.
Like, if anything,
I'd make sure I wouldn't get it.
I would think the opposite. I'd be like, well, Chinsey's got that, so I'm not going to get that.
Because otherwise we're going to wear it on the same day and look like silly idiots.
Like, I would try and get... So the fact that she wants to... I mean... I guess, like, let's...
It's flattering.
Copying is the highest form of flattering. So she obviously sees you as a style icon.
Yeah.
She's obsessed
with you.
Thinks, like, wow, you know, Sophie dresses
looks
so
amazing.
Well. She always looks amazing. Yeah. I always hear people complimenting her outfits. I'm a bit insecure about my fashion sense and my style. Yeah. I don't really know what to do. Yeah. I'm just going to copy Sophie.
Which is
so I understand that.
But she could go about it a whole different way.
Yes.
Like, hey, like, Sophie, could I get some style tips?
Could you help me with my order?
Could you help me pick what to wear tonight?
Yes.
Like, not copying the
not
same
copy.
Thing and then stealing your bag.
Yeah. And, like, fair enough getting, like, one or two items the same.
Yeah, that's
but
fine.
The whole basket.
Weird. Every time as well.
That's kind of creepy.
I think she scares me a bit. Like, she sounds like the type of person who's going to commit a murder.
And stealing your bag, I really don't like that. No. And the fact that she lied about where...
No.
Because there's a difference between being like, can I borrow it? I mean, I would have said no. I'd be like, no, it's my Gucci. You're not borrowing it.
It's my Gucci I saved up for.
Yeah. But the fact that she didn't even ask, like, could I borrow this?
No.
Like, the fact that she, A,
she stole it from you.
And then being like, no, I don't know where it is. Like,
what a psycho.
I really don't like that.
I actually think, you need to expose her, and literally everyone needs to know that she's stolen your bag. You need to be
like... If it were me, I think I would just get her round to your house, or if you live together, whatever, and then show her the screenshot and just be like, what the fuck?
Just be like, Emma,
what are you doing?
Emma fucking said that you had my fucking bag.
Well, here's a screenshot. I've got a picture.
Yeah. Why have you got my bag?
Yeah.
And watch her squirm, because what a weirdo.
And literally be like, you told me that you didn't know where it was.
What a weirdo.
I asked you where it was. And like, put her on the spot and see what she's got to say for herself.
And like, the fact that you wore it out, that's a fucking bold move.
I know.
Like, you're going out with people who
but
I know.
But also, like, you probably don't even take your Gucci on a night out, because
no.
it's going to get drinks spilled
exactly.
on it. Like,
that's
you
so
probably
cheeky.
Like save that for like a beautiful day in town, a nice lunch, mm-hmm. like special occasions.
And like keep it safe. Like
yeah.
not, you're not taking it to a dirty club.
Like you take your shit bags to the clubs
yeah.
because they're going to get dropped,
ruined,
vodka
lost.
Coke spilled on them.
God
you
forbid
don't
she
take
lost
a Gucci
it.
Bag. Yeah.
No, she's crazy.
Yeah, I really don't like that. But I think you need to call her out, have a conversation. You don't have to get angry. You don't have
no.
to fall out with her, but just be like, look, this isn't cool. Like, what is something wrong?
She
like,
needs her
are you okay?
Back. It cost at least a grand.
I know. Well, she's going to get it back. I assume the girl's going to be like, oh, I found it. Or just put it on your room and you're going to be like, oh my God,
oh my
there
God.
It is.
What
it's popped
be like,
up again.
Oh, I found it on the night out. That's why I had it. I found it.
I found it in the club toilets. I found it in the girls' bathroom.
I found it in the girls' bathroom.
But yeah, I think you should call her out. You don't have to be aggressive.
Yeah.
You don't have to fall out with her. Just be like, look, are you okay? Like, you stole my bag. It's not really normal
yeah,
behavior.
Like, is there something
like you're
wrong
copying
with you?
All my baskets on, like, when we do our shopping. Like, it's a bit, I'm not really sure what's going on here. Let her explain herself, because she might have an explanation.
Oh my God. She sounds like a bit of a manipulator, though. Do you know what I mean?
I think maybe she's just struggling a bit.
Yeah. With confidence,
and she just
with like identity issues.
Yeah, I think she honestly just admires you a lot, and she probably literally wants to be you, and it's just taking it too far.
Taking it to
rather
an obsessive
than getting
level.
Inspiration from you, she's like imitating yeah. you.
The
she's
next thing she's
going to
do is steal your boyfriend. Do you know what I mean?
Literally, or like get the same car as you.
Yeah.
Or like order the same thing when you go out for breakfast.
Oh my God.
Like, what are you having? Oh, I'll have the Benedict.
What do you
yeah,
eat?
I'll have that as well.
Yeah. Like doing the exact same workout as you and it as
yeah.
well. Dyeing her hair the same, cutting it the same length.
Oh my God.
I'm scared. Okay.
Buying all the same makeup.
Literally. Okay, moving on.
This is the last one.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay, do you have any tips on forming strong female friendships? Throughout school, I was in such a bitchy friendship group and left school a couple of years ago with no genuine friends. That is so sad. I talk to a few of them every now and then, but they're not true friends and basically know nothing about me. I mainly go with my boyfriend and his friend, which is fun, but I need some close gals in my life. I've been working full-time for the past 3 years. I made some good work pals, but they're still 35 plus.
Ah.
And I've never seen them outside of work. But I'm going to uni in September, so I feel like this is the perfect opportunity to make new friends.
Definitely.
Any tips? You are in a great situation.
You're in a great position.
You've got a boyfriend who has mates who you go out with. You've got some great work friends, and you're off to uni in September. You are
like you're having a lovely life.
Track. The thing is, right? You're clearly not socially inept.
No, of course
you have
not.
Work friends. You have a boyfriend. You can get along with his friends. You're gonna walk into that uni.
People are gonna be
full
like,
of life.
Befriend me. Be my
People
friend.
People are gonna want to be. I believe that 100%.
Yeah, me
and
too.
And the thing is, like. Everyone at uni wants to make friends.
Because everyone's in the same boat.
Most people there are going to be there on their own. There's going to be girls who are like scared, like, I hope I make friends.
Yes.
Like, literally most girls are going to be like, oh my God, I hope I can like make a really good best friend. I
yes.
love that.
Like that's what everyone
that's
wants.
That's what everyone wants.
Yeah.
So everyone's going to be thinking the same way. If you're just nice, hey babe, what?
Yeah.
I love your dress.
And don't put too much like pressure on it, because I know one of my friends that went to uni, she like the first like 2 weeks she was freaking out because she was like,
oh.
Everyone in my dorm is a weirdo. Like, I don't like who I'm living with. They're all like friends. I'm not really friends with them. But then she found these people who live like down the corridor.
Oh my God.
And now they're like amazing friends.
There you go.
So like, don't feel like, oh my God, I'm 3 weeks in. I found no one. Fuck, I'm doing it all wrong.
Don't force it either. Just don't like force let the friend, like you're going to be living with people and they're going to have friends and invite, you're all going to be going out. It's the perfect scenario to make friends.
Literally.
It's like alcohol. Like if you,
everyone your age group is in the same area, all living together essentially.
It's crazy.
Like there's not a better.
There's going to be
opportunity.
At least one person who you click with.
At least
100%. But there's, 100%. There has to be.
I bet you'll have like a group of six.
You'll have like a lovely little group of four.
Oh, what
like,
a lovely
like
number.
Like the Spice Girls. Yeah. And you're going to have those close
friends.
Wasn't
there five Spice Girls?
Oh. It's Posh Spice, Baby Spice,
Scary sporty.
Spice, and Sporty.
How many is that?
Four.
Posh Spice.
It's Posh, Scary, Baby, Sporty. Four. Right?
Really?
Yeah, because there's Victoria Beckham. Then there's
Mel C.
And then
the blonde one.
The blonde one. Jerry Halliwell.
Is that, there's one more, isn't
no,
there?
No, there's not. There's four.
So now on their tour that they're doing, there's only three of them because Victoria's not doing it.
Now?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I'm sure we're missing a member.
Just have a look.
I'm just going to Google this. I'm not really a Spice Girl.
No, Sophia, I'm sure there's just four.
Spice Girls.
What's a Spice Girls song?
No, there's five.
No.
Spice Girls.
I almost just sang S Club. I just got really confused.
S Club is gonna show you how.
Zoella, where was
our party
invite
like an
to
S
your
Club
birthday party?
S Club. Oh my God. S-Club. Yeah. Where is our invite?
We don't know Zoella.
Spice Girls names. Here we go. Mm-hmm. Okay. So we've got, there's definitely five of them. We've missed one.
What?
So we've got Victoria Beckham, Mel B, Mel C, Emma Bunton, of course. That's who I was thinking of in my head.
Oh, my God, because it's the ginger one and then the blonde one.
But that's so funny because Emma was I was picturing,
but I
just couldn't name her.
Wait.
You thought she was Jerry. We got confused.
Yeah, so wait. Oh, yeah, that's Emma Bunton.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, I totally forgot about...
Yeah, Mel C.
Okay, no, I forgot about Jerry, but I thought Jerry was Baby Spice.
You thought, yeah, me
I
too.
I got really confused.
Wait, so what was the other one called then? What were their Spice names? Oh, Scary Spice, Ginger Spice.
Ginger Spice.
I wasn't really a Spice Girls guru.
Me neither.
I don't really know these things. But yeah, well, did we answer that girl's dilemma?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, she was totally fine friends.
Yeah.
I'm really 100%. Excited for you.
Me too.
Don't force it. Don't stress about it. And also, like, friends might come and go.
They like, probably will.
Especially at the beginning when everyone's frantic, like, I need friends. I need friends.
Literally.
You might find you're in like a massive group, but people might fade out. People might come in closer.
People will come and go. Like, naturally,
naturally.
Know, like it was at school, but like, you will find, like, most, like, my mum, etc., like, most people I know, they made their friends for life at uni.
Yeah.
Like, you're living, you're studying, like,
yes.
you're doing everything together. Like, naturally, it's going to come.
And it's nice that you've got such a huge pool of people that you can almost kind of pick who you want to be friends
how
with.
How many people go to uni?
Literally.
Because
you know, school, when you're, like, almost forced to be friends because there's not that many people. Uni, I feel like you can kind of pick. And that's a really good thing.
It's definitely.
So I think you're going to have an amazing
time. And also, like, the people in your course, they're all going to be, like, same-minded people.
Well, you're going to have a similar interest at least.
Exactly, you're going to have similar, like you'll be able to bond over the course at least.
The course, the homework.
The homework.
But you might have turned out like, you know, oh, I live right there too. Like, oh, I'm like half an hour away from where you live back home. Oh my God, that's crazy.
Oh my gosh, should we have like a course night out?
Yeah.
Or come to my house for pre's. They go, boom, best friend.
Yeah, pre's.
Okay, right, we're ending on quote of the week.
Okay, quote of the week. Okay, so this is really simple, but really cute. And this basically says, nothing changes if nothing changes. So this is basically...
Right, that really relates to the girl who was scared about taking a risk with her course.
100%.
You know, you're unhappy. So
100%.
In order to change that, you've got to change something.
Yeah.
To,
and this relates to like everything in life, like schoolwork. Like if you want better like grades...
No,
those grades aren't going to change if the amount of work you put in doesn't change.
You've got to change.
If it's about like fitness, like your body's not going to change if you don't change your workout routine.
Or like put in the effort.
Put in the effort, exactly. Like if your relationship's being shit, it's not going to change if you
unless
don't do anything about it.
Unless you change something.
Yeah. So like if you're unhappy with something, just think like, well, nothing's going to change if I don't change anything. So I think it honestly is so broad and relates to so many things. And it's like, you know what? Nothing's going to change if nothing changes.
I think think it's a really nice, like, calming quote
me
as well.
Me too.
Like, if you're stressed, it's like, look, you know, I just have to change something.
Yeah.
Like, I can fix it.
Yeah.
But
how
I have to put the effort
it?
In.
Yeah.
You know, like, kind of thing. It's like, yeah. It's on me.
Yeah.
But in the best way.
And like the girl who stole all your baskets.
Like, you have to talk to her because otherwise it's going to keep going on.
She's going
to
steal all your baskets.
She's going to steal your mum or something next. Like, literally. She's going to be inviting herself around for Christmas.
Literally. Hi, I'm here. Is the turkey on?
Literally, like,
Hi.
Showing up like a psycho.
I like stuffing.
Wearing like...
I don't like parsnips.
She's going to start copying like...
Literally
yeah.
wearing your clothes.
Emma, what are you eating? Oh, I won't get any parsnips either.
Okay, Emma's got 3 carrots. Can I have 3 carrots, please?
And just one potato. Could you take a potato off? Emma doesn't
Emma's
have
only
that
got
many.
One potato.
I'm literally seeing it now. I'm a bit scared.
But you can figure it out.
Yeah,
you okay, dokie.
Thank you very much for listening.
We are loving this podcast.
We're loving this. And we'll see you next Wednesday.
See you next Wednesday.
Please follow us on Instagram at The Girls Bathroom and send in your dilemmas to hello@thegirlsbathroom.com. Always send them in. We
always
want them
send
constantly
them in.
Coming in. We're going to read them all.
Constantly reading.
So
Brilliant. We love you lots. Thanks for listening.
And we'll see you next Wednesday.
See you next Wednesday.
Bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.